CGS has been at NIU for more than 50 years. Its researchers have conducted studies on issues related to the economy, politics, community, and the workforce. Dr. Norman Walzer is a senior research scholar at CGS with a background in economics. He says current studies aren't looking as much at the immediate consequences of COVID-19.
Our focus is relatively more now on what the longer-term impacts are of the virus.
Walzer says in terms of businesses, small-town retail is likely to see losses, particularly in rural areas.
They weren't doing all that well. In many cases, or some cases in the smaller towns, the owners were getting older.
Other changes, Walzer predicts, are a direct response to the coronavirus and social distancing. He says tech-based services may see a rebound.
I think we're going to find more and more restaurants, for example, with takeout services or delivery services, those kinds of things. Amazon is booming. There's, probably in the fairly near future, we'll be looking at some use of drones and that kind of stuff.
Factory shutdowns due to coronavirus, such as what occurred at the Smithfield meat processing plants, may also prompt changes in production.
You're going to see a bigger push to automation, and I think this was kind of in the wings anyhow, but I think we're going to recognize that we would not have as many of these closures if, in fact, there was more automation.
As for the labor force, Walzer says rural areas have already seen shortages, particularly with retirement and residents moving away. But companies have made some efforts.
Businesses had been trying to use flexible schedules, make more age-friendly workspaces, these kinds of things to keep people staying on the job for a few more years.
He says people who have been unemployed for a while may not return to the workforce. This applies to both older and younger workers.
In some of the young adults' case, my guess is they will find ways to work on the internet. They may go into the gig economy. They do various things that maybe were kind of in the back of their minds anyhow.
Walzer also says two factors could affect future spending. One is ensuring that stimulus money is properly distributed throughout the country. Another is the effect of a rebounding stock market. Walzer says this, in turn, could have a wealth effect.
If the stock market is up, you feel wealthier. If you have holdings, you feel wealthier. And so you go out and buy things that maybe you wouldn't buy if the stock market were down.
Walzer says current activities at CGS include policy profiles on what's happening to job postings in Illinois. He notes that it's not as simple as comparing current numbers with those of the previous recession.
So what we're seeing now is almost on a month-by-month basis of trying to figure out what's going on.
CGS is also working with communities on various projects, such as how to carry out a business transition.
Business is getting where the people are getting closer to retirement, but not ready yet. How to transition that to young adults, and we're working on some stuff at the University of Minnesota on that, on a multi-stage study.
And even though most university staff are working remotely, Walzer says CGS continues to play an important role for students. He says CGS acts as a kind of laboratory for students in the social sciences.
Kind of a transition into their careers.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.